Hi, everyone. It's Mary Lou Tyler. This week's guest is we're going to pivot for this call. Everyone knows me as the person who is responsible for helping you guys get in the door, start conversations with people we don't know, and take them to a qualified opportunity. Today's guest, we are going to do exactly the opposite. I have today Daniel Crouch. He's an account executive at Videolicious. I met him through, I guess, LinkedIn, but he was at an event that I was at University of Texas in Dallas. Is that where we met, Daniel?
Yes.
Yes. And I was so intrigued by his use of video that I've asked him to come on the podcast. As we started talking, though, we just decided this is not the topic for prospecting. What we're going to talk about today with Daniel is what happens after we get in the door. Now, I've had a lot of people write to me and ask me to put together interviews with people for cross-sell, upsell. Now, this may be an offshoot of that, but this is going to be all about today. What do you do after you get in the door and how video makes an impact to increase loyalty, lifetime value, all those really important parameters and checkboxes we want to make sure that we get to with clients so that our revenue, our market share, our product share growth is off the charts. Well, we have the expert in video today to talk to us about what we can do to get started after we've gotten in the door. Daniel, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. And by the way, I know we can absolutely talk about what happens after you get in the door, but I'm more than happy to share how people prospect with this thing too. So we can absolutely do both. So I'll lead where you take me.
Daniel is an expert in the entire funnel, but I thought today, since this is an area where I kind of go, you know, a little gray, is after we get in the door. I love this idea of pre-meetings, post-meetings, closing, all these places. Daniel, you are selling us that we can use video in all these places, correct?
Yeah. And that's so just a little bit of background on me. I've been in sales for about a decade. I have always been in SaaS sales, worked at all size companies, and I have sold to all size companies. So I kind of feel like I've seen probably not everything, but I've seen a lot of it.
The good, the bad, the ugly, right?
Yeah. So previous company before I came to work for this video company that I work for now, Videolicious, was SAP. It was a tool that we started using there. And initially, the way that we all thought, you know, when they said, hey, guys, we know you got a lot of tools, but here's another one. here's this video tool. We all thought, you know, that, oh, great. That's, you know, the world is extremely noisy. That's going to help us stand out in inboxes, right? We'll send videos to people instead of just text. That's way more exciting. We thought that'll help us get into doors that we've been not able to get into. And it did. You know, doors that I had been knocking on for years finally started opening to me. So we absolutely started using it for prospecting. But it was really, I guess it just kind of gradually occurred to me and my team and I guess the rest of the company, oh, wow, wait a minute. Like, after you're in the door, that's when the real magic starts to happen. That's when you can really start to leverage video. Because when you're prospecting, a lot of times it's, you know, yeah, it's, I think Salesloft just came out with some stats of, it was actually just a couple of weeks ago, if it was even that long, you know, videos or emails that have videos in them increase your replies by 26%. And it does that. But once you do get in the door and you are connecting with the people who said, yes, I will meet with you, your videos always get watched at that point. You know, it's not a if, it's just a matter of when. And so we found very common ways to use it all throughout the cycle. There were really four core ways that I used it. One was prospecting. That's obvious. Obviously what we want to talk about is after that. The second is pre-meeting videos. The third is post-meeting videos. And the fourth is closing. Now, I send all types of videos all the time. It's like my Swiss Army knife for selling. It's the most impactful tool that I have ever used in my 10 years. So I wanted to come work for a video company. But that's kind of where those are the broad categories where all the types of videos fit in. prospecting, pre-meeting, post-meeting, and closing. So I don't know if you want to just take those one by one, Mary Lou, or...
You're driving the train here, Daniel.
Okay. That's dangerous.
And I promise to keep us on the rails. How's that?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Please stop me when you need to. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll just start with pre-meeting videos. So one of the things in my most recent position at SAP is I was an AE, and we had a team of SDRs that were calling for us. And we have since changed this strategy, but we had this strategy where we were essentially, I mean, we were just, our SDR team is just the way that they set it up and the tools that they were using, but they were just bludgeoning our prospects to death. You know, I had this little territory and we were always calling into it. And we kind of got to a point where, you know, people were accepting meetings because it will... Yes, we'll take this meeting with you if you will leave us the hell alone. Was kind of the sense that we got on a lot of our calls. You know, so we would see meetings. I mean, that team kept meetings on my calendar. But for the most part, you know, they'd show up. I would show up to the meeting, and a lot of times there were no shows. A lot of times when you did get on the phone, they were like, "What do you want?" Mm-hmm. You know, not a really good way to start a relationship. Anyway, so they were a little antagonistic, and a lot of times I can't tell you how many calls we had to reschedule if they got rescheduled. And so we thought, okay, well, we have this video tool. Why don't we try sending a video? A meeting shows up on the calendar, and I'm going to record a video of myself saying, "Hey, I'm Daniel. I'm the guy who wants to talk to you. I'm the guy you're going to be talking to. I'm really excited to talk to you. Here are all the things that we're going to talk about. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow." I mean, the first thing that did was it didn't completely eliminate no-shows, but it really reduced. And I don't know the exact percentage, but it really reduced the number of no-shows that we started to have. Not only that, when people did show up to the calls, they were way more focused because you'd given an agenda. And they were also way friendlier because, you know, when you're sending that pre-meeting video, you're happy. They look at it and they're like, "Oh, that's a person, not an email." the tone of them was completely different. And like I said, it reduced the no-show. So that was one way that we used it to help convert more of our leads and actually get more leads into, you know, a working opportunity status. It just set the... Where we could have been getting off on the wrong foot, it helped to get us set on the right foot.
And so you merely, how long was this pre-meeting video on average did you end up honing it to?
Oh, man. Well, in general, if you're doing video, just a general tip, 30 to 90 seconds is about all you got. You know, if you're a movie producer with all the things that they have to keep people's attention, you got longer than that. But when you're a sales guy and you're just talking to a camera on your phone or your computer, you've got 30 seconds to 90 seconds. And what I found is I will answer your question. what I have found is that there are like a prospecting video, you know, the 30 to 60 seconds is kind of the sweet spot there. There are other types of videos that you can go a little longer on. People kind of give you a little more time just based on the type of video it is. But for those, they were super short. They were max 30 seconds. "Hey, I'm Daniel. I can't wait to talk to you," is the general rule or the general flow. That about 30 seconds.
Okay. And giving them the gist of, it's almost, you know, in the olden days when I was selling into large companies, we would actually physically send an agenda. Here's what we'd like to talk about. And we agreed on our last call that this is a topic that was of interest to you. And here are the kind of bullet items of what we want to cover. Looking forward to seeing you. So essentially you put this into a person, a face, your emotion, your excitement, and also giving them a heads up is like, "Hey, this is what we're going to try to cover tomorrow." I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. And a lot of the things that I'll talk about, people probably do a version of this already, either with email or something like that. But you know, what we found with video is they get more attention. They connect with people a lot more. You get to put your intention behind it, your emotion behind it, which really resonates with people.
Yeah.
And they also get shared. And we can talk about that now or later, but that's a huge component of how to use video strategically, is to know that people kind of default to sharing these things. So yeah, I sent this to George, who's going to be in this meeting, but then he forwards that, you know, to Jane, and you know, all of a sudden you're pitching to Jane as well. And the issue with a lot of those other types of, I guess, other ways to introduce people to meetings or get them ready for meetings is they just get ignored a lot of the times.
Right.
Like, great, there's an agenda. You know, I've got to actually have an email that I've saved of a CMO that I met with recently. Her exact quote was, "Wow, that was super cool. A video overview and agenda. That's a first for me. Nice." Smiley face. Somebody I didn't know, but they were like, "Wow, that was really neat."
Yeah. Wonderful. I like that idea. And I think that since you're not having, you know, everyone's like, "Oh, yeah, I got to record a zillion videos." But what you're saying here is it's strategically used for meaningful events or meaningful conversations. And do you ask them within the video to share it with the other people of the that are attending the meeting, or do they naturally want to do that?
It happens naturally a lot. If you really want your champion to help, like there's a certain type of video that I send for closing or to help me close deals. It's just a summary of everything that we talked about, you know, and the value that we're going to have very specifically for that company. A lot of times my champion at that point, I kind of coach them like, you might want to share this with the decision team, right? Because, you know, you're going to put into words in the most compelling way possible. You know, you're going to record the right message, the words that you want them to say, you know, as they continue this journey internally, you have an opportunity to say it exactly how it should be said, exactly what should be said, you know, and when a lot of times your champions get really excited when you send them videos that help them get deals done internally, because that's usually a big challenge. You know, they're excited, but they're not that great at selling.
Right. Well, let me share at this point with the audience that the first time I tried to do a video like this, it was for a pre-meeting video. I think I must have recorded it 45 times before I liked what I was saying. The benefit and the beauty of going through that angst was my conversations on the phone improved because I practiced so hard and so long on, you know, what to say in 15, I did it in 15 seconds, 15 to 30, somewhere in that range. But are you finding that when you get started, you want to put your best face forward in this case? And so you practice a lot more, which it ultimately benefits you in your sales conversation because you practiced the conversation a lot more.
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't realize how powerful that was until my very first sales cycle at Videolicious when I was, you know, talking to a VP of sales. And it really occurred to me, like, yeah, when I have to sit down and record a video, knowing the types of attention spans that people have, like, you don't have time to beat around the bush. You don't have time to use excess words. You have to get to the point. And it really, like, the bell rung in her head. Oh, this is going to make my reps better.
Right.
And it really does. It forces you to know what the heck you're saying and to get to the point. And to put value first, because if you don't, you've lost people. I really started to learn our stuff better, my points better, my talk tracks better when I was developing videos. And to your point of taking 45 takes, I totally get that. Everybody is like that at first.
Yeah.
What I have found, two things happen when you start using video. Number one, even for people who are super like reticent to do it, and I'm into it now, but at first, I mean, everybody's a little self-conscious. But every video you record after that first one, you get a little more comfortable and your video gets a little bit better. You learn a little something after that video, after that first video, in every subsequent video that makes you more comfortable or makes you more, or it makes your videos better. You just have to do it. This one thing I don't think a lot of people think about a lot is this isn't just a new tool. It's really a new skill you're learning, and it takes practice. You just have to practice it, but it is worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
Yeah. I had a class, a certification class just this past fall. And we had one of the students who decided she was going to use video, and went off and recorded, I think, 30 unique videos to invite people to a workshop. She said her first one, it was horrific. She thought she was great in person because that's how she usually sells. And she was. But what was happening was she was saying, and so there was a lot of inflection of words as she was thinking about her thoughts. And that was coming across in the video. She told me that after she got through that first, maybe four or five, the rest went really well. And to your point, she had tremendous attendance at her conference that she invited these people to. So I've seen the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. But it's also, maybe there's a honeymoon period, I don't know, but the response rates are incredible for video.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they really are. And until a couple of weeks ago, it was a kind of a fluffy number, but Salesloft did, you know, analysis of thousands and thousands of emails and said, hey, the ones that have video in it, they get 26% more replies. Wow. Now, maybe that's all. Maybe they're all no's, but probably not. But hey, a no is valuable sometimes.
A no is very valuable in our world because it does the math for the funnel. A top of funnel includes no's.
Yep, it does. I'll go chase somebody else if you're not the one.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that helps a lot with the, and I did not believe in this at first, but one of the things that helps a lot with the ums and being on point and taking, you know, doing 40, however many takes, is learning to use a script or some kind of teleprompter. Like you can get these on your phone where you can video. It comes baked in with Videolicious. This isn't a Videolicious thing though. So, but you can find stuff on, on your, like there are apps that have teleprompters. There are, I'm sure other solutions have teleprompter type features, but you know, I wasn't a big believer in that at first until I realized how much time it was taking me. When I was trying to go off the cuff, oh no, nah, screwed up. Let me try it again. Right. You do that 15 times and you wasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
What I've learned about scripts and teleprompters and things like that is that's another thing that you get much better at the more you do it. I didn't like them before because I was really bad. I sounded like I was reading and it wasn't good. But as you keep doing it, you realize that's the way to eliminate all that time that you're wasting and produce a really good video. You just have to get good at figuring out how to emote as you read.
Mm-hmm. And do you have on your website for Videolicious some of these tips of how to write a persuasive argument that is eventually going to be a video conversation? Or are we going back to basics with persuasive type copywriting and all the books that are out there about how to write a persuasive piece of copy that entices your person to want to lean in and say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm reading this, or I'm so glad I'm listening to this video?
Yeah. Well, I, as far as what's on our website, I'm honestly not sure. I mean, that's one of the things that we take extremely seriously is training people how to, again, it's not just a tool, it's a skill. Like you can probably figure out how to use the tool. What we do is, and we have media experts. We have people who've taught, you know, people who are in media now, how to be in media as you know, people on our staff.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one of the things that we do a lot of training on is how do you everything from what should be behind you, right? How should you talk to how should you sell? How do you persuasively talk about this?
That's wonderful. Yeah, I know with the phone usage that we teach, we write scripts out because if you think of an actor, they're reading from a script, but when the movie finally comes out, they've memorized it to the point where they've had their own inflection, they've had their own joy or emotion to it. And the same thing happens with the telephone usage. If we start with the script, we have all of our talking points that are in there. Eventually, it's going to become more natural to us, but it's good to start with something solid so you're not bungling your way through a conversation.
Right. Yeah, I found, with video, I found two things that help. One is, you know, when you're thinking of persuasive, persuasively, like, how am I going to put this video together? Because the reality is you do have just this tool and there are a million ways to use it. So just general principles are more helpful. You know, anytime you can tell a story, whether that's a customer story or telling your story about your, you know, your company, putting what you're saying into a story form is so much more powerful than, you know, just a list of facts. So one persuasive way to go about it. And one way that keeps people interested is to have a story for them to follow along to. Another is, I don't know another way to say it other than to just speak in bullet points. So a lot of times my videos are, hey, George, this is Daniel. I'm going to talk about three things. Number one, what's the main point? Number two, main point. Number three, something about that helps people go along with you. It especially helps when you're trying to break up a big message. So I almost never write long emails anymore. If an email gets to, you know, a third paragraph or even a second paragraph, a lot of times now I'll turn that into a video. But usually throughout that process, I figure out a way to bucket it in such a way that I can say number one, number two, number three. That's something that's been really helpful as well.
Wonderful. Let's talk about post-meetings. You mentioned pre-meetings. We have now a good understanding of where to use video there. What is the purpose of a post-meeting video?
Yeah. Well, again, you may have some version of this that you do with email or something now where you're, hey, it was great to talk to you. Here's what we talked about. Here are next steps. It's essentially putting that type of thing into a video form. And again, the reason I started doing video instead of that is because, again, those things by and large get kind of ignored. Mm-hmm. They're like, great, yeah, I know what we talked about, right? when you can put a video together, and this is, again, where you get kind of strategic about it, where you're saying, yeah, here's what we talked about, but you're peppering things in there that are really designed to help move this thing forward faster. And something that I'm always trying to do is either get more decision makers involved, like the other people. Yes, I had this call with this guy who said he'd take a call with us. That was great. He's excited. But how do I get that guy to get all the other people I need on the phone? And ultimately, the decision maker, right? The guy who's going to sign the paper. That's where I realized that these post-meeting videos could be powerful because, again, the simple idea of putting the words together so they don't have to, and you know, the fact that these kind of inherently get shared, you get decision makers involved faster. One of the first times I ever did this led to the largest opportunity that I ever worked while I was at SAP. And it got, I in the video, I kept alluding to, I knew key to getting that deal done was getting the certain people involved as early as possible. So in the video, I kept referring to the president, the president, the president, the president. And then I kind of coached my champion to share, you know, this video with other people before I sent it to him. Lo and behold, second meeting, president was in the room of the entire company. And anyway, like I said, it led to the biggest opportunity we ever worked there. But that's a simple concept, but that's pretty much the gist of the post-meeting video. And there are other types of post-meeting videos that you can send, you know, but in general, just recapping a conversation is one. The others kind of get into that category of, or at least the category I put them into of closing videos. But post-meeting is pretty simple. Just kind of recapping things, helping move things along, get decision makers involved.
And what about setting the next event, the next meeting, the next calendar date? Is that done in those videos, or do you still go back to the old-fashioned way of once you're in a meeting, getting that next meeting set up and on the calendar? Or do you actually use a video for that as well?
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, I guess there are every now and then you get off the calls where you couldn't get that meeting scheduled, and then you can allude to, okay, now we need, you know, when you're recording a video, it's important to not go overboard with the information. So if the most important thing is for you to get across, we need to put this on the calendar, you know, after that meeting, then that needs to be part of, that needs to be most of your message. But in general, no, I'm closing for a meeting on the meeting.
On the meeting. Yeah, that's good. I was just curious to see if that also prompts people, like as a reminder, hey, remember, we're supposed to meet after the first of the year. I wanted to get some dates on the calendar. If there are people that you want me to include in the meeting, this would be a great time to get back to me so we can get this organized. I would use a video for that. Just kind of a regroup people, especially if it somehow got into this sort of maybe land of indecision, or they went away and did something, or something happened that they had to cancel. I try to bring them all back into the fold by using a video for that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's super smart.
So let's go on to closing. And then I want to make sure that we're respectful of the time, because a lot of times people are driving around listening to this. So, but closing, I'm really curious when you would use it there. Is it the same thing to remind people of the importance of getting this done? Is it to continue to sell? What is the main purpose of the video for closing?
Yeah. So there comes a point in most sales cycles where you've kind of done all the steps, right? They've seen the demo, they've had their conversations. You kind of at that decision point. And so a lot of times that's where deals stall, or they at least slow down and don't close when you want them to. And one of the ways I have three, and I guess this is especially relevant for this time of year, so I'll mention three that I use pretty consistently, but one I use in every single deal. When you get to that point where you as a rep fully understand the value that your thing is going to bring to this company, summarizing, essentially sending a video that says, "Hey, everybody, it's Daniel. Here's a summary of what we talked about. These are your goals. These are your challenges. Here's how we're going to impact those things." And the way I kind of think about putting this video together is, if this got shared with the CEO of the company, and this was the only thing he ever saw, this minute and a half video, get to the end of that and say, "Why aren't we already doing this?" Right? That's kind of you've taken everything you've learned about that company and the impact that you can have, and you put that together for your champions. That's the one they typically get really excited about and they share. I know the first one I put together when I was at Videolicious, the guy said, "I just forwarded this to my VP." That video is powerful. I think it's the most powerful way you can use video, because you're putting into words and emotions and intention. You're essentially giving the words that you hope your champion will say, and you get to deliver that message, right? And it gets delivered to everybody, and it's the right message every single time, right? You only have to do it once. That's one I use all the time.
I think what I love what you said about that is, you're thinking about the call to action should be, in this case, why are we not doing this? I love that, working backwards from the desired result of your video to preparing whatever it is, whatever sales argument or persuasive argument you want to put together to get them to say that. I mean, we do that at top of funnel all the time. We start with, is this a waste of our time? You know, internally, we're asking ourselves that. And then we ask, is this a good team to work with? Should we continue to move and advance it together through this process to see if we're a good fit or not? And then finally, we ask ourselves, should we work together? Is this a compelling enough solution that you're ready to put resources against it? So each stage in our top of funnel, ask that kind of question so we can design videos to prompt them to naturally ask those questions. I love that. That's wonderful.
I mean, I found you're kind of answering three questions: why change, why now, and why us?
Why
if
us?
If you can put that in one video, that's gold. And I will say one prospecting tidbit. In as much as you can research a company and put this together on your own beforehand and put that in front of the people that you're chasing, that you will see a huge uptick in people getting back to you and setting meetings. It's, you know, instead of putting that together at the end of the deal, you put it together in as much as possible, saying, "Hey, George, this is Daniel. I have researched your company to death. Here's what I know about what's going on. And here's how I think we can help you. Let's talk."
Yeah. I love that. So we've learned a lot about ways to use video. What do you suggest we do now that we've piqued some interest of some of the audience in wanting to work on doing this? It's a perfect time of year. We're talking together now in 2018, nearing the holiday season, time that we reflect. We try to close our last deals, but we're also reflecting on what we're going to change for next year. How do you suggest we go about learning the ways we can utilize video to help us with our selling?
Call me. No, I think that you just have to start doing it. Actually, before we started using video, which is SAP, I actually had started doing some stuff on my own with video. You don't have to, I mean, yes, absolutely. We'd love to talk to anybody who wants to talk about video, but you know, if you're a rep and you're at your company and you guys haven't invested in a tool like that yet, pick up your phone, record a video, put it on YouTube, share that link with people, share a private URL with people, and just get started. Again, it's a skill. It's not going away. That's one of the reasons I was super interested in this. I can't imagine a future where this isn't the norm of how we communicate in the next couple of years, and you need to get good at it now.
Right.
So start practicing. However,
It is a skill. It's worth practicing, and it helps the other skills in your toolbox for selling. It helps you be better on the phone. It helps you write emails that are short and sweet, more persuasive in nature, billboard size, I like to call them, getting to the point and respecting that people are busy. It can't help not help everywhere that you are in that sales process when you're speaking the sales conversation.
Yeah. I think ultimately right now, video stands out a little more than it will in the future. At some point, we're all going to be doing it. And, the skill is going to matter a lot more at that point.
We're all going to be doing it, but how many already block those LinkedIn videos that are out there? You know, it's like, oh, another video. Exactly. So yes, doing it well is very important. So where do we find you, Daniel, in order to have conversations after this, after our conversation today on this podcast? Where else can we meet you and get to know you better?
Oh, I'm on LinkedIn. If I had to point you to one place, that would be it. I think my LinkedIn is /Daniel W. Crouch. Just find me on LinkedIn, search for Daniel Crouch, Videolicious. It should find me.
Okay. And then the site is videolicious.com, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to learn more about the offerings for this company? And again, video is here to stay. Video is going to be very useful for us as we go forward. And as Daniel points out, it's really focusing on your skill. It's not the medium per se. It's going to be helpful. And right now it's in this luxury stage where the response rates are off the charts, but it will help you going forward to hone your craft, fine tune your sales conversation, talk in a way that's persuasive yet compelling, as Daniel mentioned before, and bubble up that sense of urgency so that your pipelines are full with good leads and good quality clients that you can close at a higher conversion rate, which is what it's all about, right?
Believe so.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Daniel, for being a guest today. And I will put all this information on how they can reach you on your page. And we wish you the very best success in 2019 and beyond with video. And I'll have you back probably the end of the year next year to talk about what's new in the video side of the world.
Awesome. Sounds fun. Thank you for having me.